This is our first interview with James Mosley on Super Mario Brothers by Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Mosley. Okay, James. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We'll talk about Mario.
Okay.
With you. Yeah. Do you like Mario?
Yeah, Mario's a pretty good game. It's a good family environment. It teaches hand and eye coordination.
I like Mario, too. So, how old were you when you first played Mario on the NES, and where were you living?
I was living in a small town of White Shoals, South Carolina. Population, everyone knows everybody. I was 13 years old. I believe I was 13 years old. I had spent most of my time playing The Legend of Zelda before I actually sat down and played Mario first.
So, it was more Zelda first than Mario?
Yes, definitely. I played more Zelda before I started playing Super Mario Brothers. And the only reason I played Super Mario Brothers is because my sister asked me to help her out on a problem she was having.
Which sister is that? Because I know you have two.
My younger sister, Fran.
Oh. How old was Fran?
She was 12.
Wow. Must be nice. So, was Were Souls, like, really tiny?
Yes. It's very tiny, as in, usually the high school has a graduation class of up to 22.
Up to 22. That's a very small class. Very small. So, what got you started playing Mario?
Well, as I was saying, I was waiting for my turn to play Legend of Zelda, and my sister was having a problem, so she would get frustrated. She would throw the controller down on the ground, and then she'd pick it back up, and then she gave it to me, told me to help her through a board. So I did, and I guess I start playing it from there.
By the way, for our younger listeners who don't quite know the terms, a board is a stage in Mario. Us old people call it board. So, what's your favorite Mario game of the three on the NES?
Super Mario Brothers.
The original?
The original.
Why is that?
It was the first one I played. First one you had memorized. First one we learned glitches on.
Glitches such as Minus World?
Yeah, glitches such as Minus World and, you know, little secrets such as jump on the turtle shell, jump on the turtle shell till you get an extra man. You know, things like that. Little small things.
Oh, you mean like on 3-1 at the very end?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Very much so.
Do you like Mario 2 at all?
I played Mario 2. I played it, I didn't play it a lot, but I played a good bit. And I usually just stuck with one character. I played with Luigi the most. Just because I thought it was funny how he jumped and looked like he was running in the air at the same time.
You know, they gave him that to differentiate him between Mario and himself.
Well, I did not know that.
They purposely did it because they wanted to show that Luigi was different. It was the first time they established that Luigi was a different character. Because in the first one, you know, he basically was Mario in a green shirt instead of a red shirt when he had firepower.
Yes, that is true.
But that's why they did that. And it has stuck in later Mario games, apparently. Did you like Super Mario 3?
Yes, I played 3 a good bit. I played it a lot. Bowser's Castle was really frustrating, so I never really beat it.
You didn't beat Mario 3 on the NES?
No.
Wow. I did not know that. And also for other listeners, I also have never beaten it on the NES without using a cheat code. And I was a teenager by the time I beat Mario 3. The first time I played it was 1990. Or thereabouts. So as an older gamer, was there any mystique to Mario like there was for younger gamers? Because younger gamers were all impressed by it, and kids were just, you know, amazed that Mario could do all this stuff. Were the older gamers impressed with it, or were they just kind of like, okay, well, this is just another game like Metroid or The Legend of Zelda?
I don't know if it was mystique. I will say that due to the nice colors that they used, it was a very colorful game, and it was easy for anyone to pick up on. That everyone just automatically enjoyed it just for that simple fact. I did play a lot of Legend of Zelda, but things I didn't want to, you know, deal with puzzles or anything too hard, and I just want something, you know, simple and basic to play, but still have a difficulty factor. I just played Mario. It was pretty good, and it was less aggravating than having to worry about some stupid dog laughing at me because I missed a duck.
That would be Duck Hunt for young gamers. Duck Hunt is a favorite, but yes, the dog laughs at you when you miss a duck. Was it popular in your area at all?
Yes. And in fact, you were looked down if you did not play Mario at all.
Wow, really?
Yes.
They actually looked down on you because you didn't play Mario?
They looked down on you if you didn't play Nintendo, period.
Wow. That's interesting. What kind of impact do you think Mario had on video gaming? Aside from being the first of its kind in the platforming genre.
It kept a lot of people from going outside. That it really did. And some places in small communities like the one I was in, I mean, it brought a lot of families together. A lot of families would spend more time, like they would dedicate a Sunday afternoon doing nothing but they're all just passing around the controller playing Mario. So, I guess it brought some togetherness, which I think was really what Nintendo was after.
Hmm. Would that apply to all three games, or just the first one?
Just the first one. Other two, I would say it was more of one-on-one or more of competitive, thus. My cousin and I would have competitions on Super Mario Bros. 3, where he would say, we have 2 days to get to the castle and beat it. And it was more of a competition thing, but it wasn't really a togetherness like it was on Super Mario Bros.
So, do you still enjoy playing the trilogy of games today?
Every now and then I get to hankering for it, I pull it up. And it's just hard with the fact that I don't play it that often, that my fingers don't remember everything like they used to. But yeah, every now and then I get a hankering for it. I'll go ahead and play it.
Which ones do you play the most when you actually play them?
Just the original, the Super Mario Brothers.
Not two or three?
Not two or three. Maybe The Legend of Zelda from time to time, but yeah, definitely Super Mario Brothers.
Wow. Okay. How well do you think they've held up in the 2 decades since they've been released on the Nintendo?
Well, I think they held up pretty well. And they're still very popular. I don't think I can recall a year where I've not heard someone say, I'm looking for Super Mario Brothers for my kid. You know, teach him the values of video games. So I think they held up pretty good over time.
Okay. Well, this has been our Mario interview. Thanks for listening.